I get the urge to visit my hometown. I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
"Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, you must remember me. Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, hey, with your cousins, with your family."
Fredo was my cousin. He couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father. He said, "Let him rot in jail." But I pitied his poor mother. She said I was a prince. I paid his bail. He's out of jail. I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, you must remember me. Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, hey, with your cousin, with your family."
My cousin Rose got married. She said they'd all be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night. My cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey, cousin Vinny, yo, cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny,
oh, please,
yo, cousin Vinny,
oh, Vinny, Vinny, Vinny,
hey, with your cousins, with your family. Hey, with your cousins, with your family.
Yo, Joey, baby, take a little off the top. Well, you know what that means. You know, Joe Pesci was my barber 50 years ago he was cutting my hair. But later for that. I tell you about that story later. You're listening to My Cousin Vinny's show. Vinny DeVingo and Lee Feldman, who is also known as the lady. I only refer to her as the lady on the show.
What do you refer to me as?
Gumad. Yes. Well, no, I don't know. Somebody should help me on that. What's the... the Gumad's the girlfriend. The wife is the wife. But no, you're not the Gumad because you're not my girlfriend, because I don't have a wife. But, Kumad's like a step down. But you're not my wife, so I don't know what the hell. I don't know. I don't put labels on things. But you're listening to us. I'm broadcasting from South Jersey. Lee's from South Florida. A little bit of difference in degrees, but...
Slightly. Lousy weather here today, though. Horrible.
Really? Yep. Well, we got dampish, rainish. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just be thankful that you're here.
Oh, well, with the rain, the space shuttle is still sitting there. It was supposed to go up yesterday. And also with the rain, we've had a very upsetting day. Sandy, the sand tree that's in West Palm Beach, the sand Christmas tree, got so ruined with the pouring rain, it's going to take a week to fix it. The sand cat.
Right.
I have a picture of it. We showed on the show a picture of the
sand
tree.
Oh, all right,
tree.
Great. So people know that's Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy must be a Christmas tree.
Well,
made
out of sand. And the rain washed a lot of it away last night. And we'll see it when you come. I'll drive by.
All right, cool.
Because it's West Palm.
Yeah, well, we'll see it when I get down there. But I'm sure something will happen. I'm sure we'll have some kind of a problem. all of this stuff
well,
going down.
Your last trip, you were good. You were a good boy. Right?
I'm always a good boy. But I feel with the added security and I don't know. Things just don't go completely right without some kind of a hassle. So the government finally said it was terrorism.
Now the FBI stepped in, right?
Yeah. Well, the FBI task force stepped in. She came out on Facebook and pledged her allegiance to whoever you call ISIS. And then they went on that ghastly deed and committed those terrible, terrible, terrible murders. I mean, I'm reading right here. I mean, it's supposed to be a fun show, but I'd like to say that you had a one of the victims who fled the Middle East because she was Catholic, and she was scared for her safety, came out here and got a job working for the health department there in San Bernardino, and was one of the victims. She fled from prosecution of Christians during her youth. But in the cruel tryst of fate, was gunned down during Wednesday's San Bernardino rampage. But they just showed his house, right?
Yeah.
He's Muslim, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he lives like a pig.
Well, I mean, they have a six-month-old baby. My God.
Well, that is evidence, you know, because I used to be a crook. That is evidence that they planned on coming back. Somebody's going to feed the baby.
Well, they
and
did
stuff.
Come back because they found them in the apartment. I mean,
they did come back. But
right. That's where they found the car.
Yeah. But we'll just say, but I'm saying it. They're showing his house. You know, they say. Yeah,
from the outside, it looked like a nice townhouse. It looked pretty nice from the outside.
It was a rental.
Them.
His house now consists of a box. So, now, maybe he is in good enough to be whatever eats your ringworms or something down there. He isn't good enough for that. But that's it on that. But
well, to make it a little bit more festive today, show the holidays, the crazy holidays of the day are very important Did you eat a cookie today? It's National Cookie Day.
You know, I always have cookies and cakes and cookies and cakes in the house somewhere. But I don't have. Is candy just as good as cookies?
No, it's a National Cookie. It's Cookie Day.
Well, I'm gonna have to look hard.
All right, I'm going to give you a second chance then, Vinny, because it's also Wear Brown Shoes Day.
Actually, what do I have on? I got
brown shoes on?
Yep.
Okay, very good. That's one out of two. It's also National Kitten Day. So let's be nice to our kitties. Let's be nice to our kitties.
Sure, I got two.
And you wrote a post in Facebook today about getting the kids presents, right?
Right.
Well, it's Santa's List Day.
Well, if I put a post on, I haven't decided or had an idea what to buy, I can't make a list because I don't know what to buy. But, I mean, they're crazy. They're just the news. Breaking news. Path service is suspended on the Hoboken 33 line. I mean, that isn't breaking news. And just before they had breaking news, a truck stalled out on the Major Deacon Expressway. That ain't breaking news. I mean, not that I want to hear tragedies or anything, but breaking news is supposed to be breaking news, not traffic report or train schedules. I don't know. I just don't know anymore. Let me see what's going on here. Page 53. I'm going to start off our show and just read your horoscopes. Let's see. Here's my friend, Mr. Pacino. Okay, I'll start off with yours. Cancer, June 22nd to July 23rd. You may struggle to stay on top of your workload today, but the fact is the deadlines you have set for yourself are unnecessary. No one will think less of you if you fail to meet them. Don't make a big effort if you don't feel like it. You get that?
Get that.
You may
struggle
to stay on top of your workload today, but the fact is the deadlines you set for yourself are unnecessary. No one will think less of you if you fail to meet them. Don't make a big effort if you don't feel like it.
Okay.
So that's yours, Cancer. And then we'll go with the old Scorpio, October 24th to November 22nd. You may feel out of your depth, and you may be tempted to give up on what you recently started. But if you will regret it in a matter of days. Oh, yeah. If I give up what I started, I'll regret it in a few days. Hang in there and do whatever it takes to keep your confidence up.
Well, what are you in the middle of?
Oh, my Lord, I'm in the middle of all kinds of things. I'm in the middle of taking a trip, which is probably a day and a half away.
Right.
I'm trying to get someone to watch the cat because my cat lady who's going to watch my cat and check in on
the
hospital, she broke her back.
Oh, right. Can Gina pop over once, at least?
Yeah, well, I'll ask her.
I've left the kitty alone for 4 days. Just put an extra litter box out and enough dry food and water. They'll be
all right. But
That's the worst thing that can happen.
Well, I'm scared of Bear because Bear gets rough with Smoochie. Smoochie's old. And Bear gets rough with her. But I'm sure she'll be all right. You know what I'll do? I'll take an old shoe box and fill it up with dry cat food.
Mm-hmm.
I will give them wet cat food, and I'll, like, double feed them with the wet food. And I'll make sure it's not near the heater, and it should stay for 2 days. Then they can
mm-hmm.
eat the dry food for the third day, and then by the fourth day, my brother could feed them.
Okay.
And as far as for litter, I'll just have to bite the bullet if they don't like a dirty litter box.
Well, just to put two out. That's what I used to
There's
do.
There's always two box litter boxes.
Oh, okay.
Out
okay.
My house. You know.
Now.
Because my black cat Bear, who I actually adopted, he's big. He needs a litter box just for himself. And Smoochie,
he's little.
He's little. Yeah, she's a little cat. That's one of the reasons why I picked her, because she was very, very little and frail. But speaking of animals, if your animal needs a good doctor, Dr. Tony, VIP Animal Shelter, 908-289-7387. That's 908-289-7387. VIP Animal Hospital, located in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Well, you know you're coming, it's going to be Hanukkah when you're here.
Oh, what are you doing, Hanukkah? Do you give gifts?
Yes, for 8 days, so you better have gifts for me for 8 days.
Yeah,
and
I bought you three candy bars, three good candy bars.
And five more.
Well, you know, they're big candy bars. I could break it up. I'll break them up. I'll cut them in half.
It starts Sunday night, and it'll be the whole week you're here.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
I know.
Do you eat anything special on Hanukkah?
Yes, you're supposed to have potato pancakes, potato latkes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're supposed to do potato pancakes. That's the big
thing. I like
potatoes.
But these candies
mm-hmm.
are good candies. They're Russell Stovitz. Russell Stovitz is a very good candy. So,
is it kosher?
Yeah, matter of fact, it's kosher. It was blessed. Yes, it was. But I got all my stuff thrown in the bag, and I'm ready to roll. So
when you're ready, I have a Hanukkah song for us too.
Okay, all right. Well, there's no better time than right now to play a Hanukkah song.
Okay, here goes.
We'll cue it up and enjoy your Hanukkah song. Hanukkah.
There's a fire burning with a spark. Candles are on the oven, it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can eat some deep fried food. Go ahead and make some latkes, cause I'm in the mood. It's a time when we celebrate the Jews. Don't underestimate the things that they can do. There's a fire from my menorah, burning for all late nights on this year's Hanukkah. miss a hope. Keep your faith in the God who's in control. But if you turn away, you'll reap just what you sow.
Deep with, you know, by Adele. They pepped it up into a Hanukkah song.
All right.
Not bad.
Speaking of the songs, the lead singer from Stone Temple Pilot was found. He went to that big stage in the sky.
Right.
What are you going to do? Mickey Minaj's brother went to that big stage in the county jail for raping somebody.
I tell you, there are more rock singers that die young. God, they all die young. Wow.
Yeah, well, it's a bad thing, because they have all the money they could have, so which means those who choose could have all of the bad things that come with money, with people with money. And not people with money, they just come with money. But, a friend of ours passed away.
Yeah,
a very good friend who was, let's say, he was an A actor. But yeah, he was an A actor, but not his. Well, depends on who you ask. But he was in every movie in Manhattan that you could possibly think. Cha Cha from Mulberry Street, owner of restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away.
Wow.
Yes.
They say why?
No, they said Cha-Cha wore many hats, promoting boxing events, wrench restauranteur, organizer for the beloved St. Gerard Feast. Cha-Cha was my friend. He was real sincere and would give you his last dollar.
Last time I saw him when we went to the feast and we got our fish.
Yeah. But
that lived forever.
Wow.
Goldfish.
He's going to be laid out at the old St. Patrick's Church in Little Italy. I believe it's on Mulberry Street.
And that has changed, huh?
I didn't hear a word you said.
Boy, has that changed, that neighborhood.
I really couldn't tell you. I haven't been there in a long time. But that was changing while you were standing there. So I'm sure it's gone for like maybe a half a dozen establishments because...
Yeah. The Asian population has taken it over.
Well, the Italians are getting older. They're dying off. Cha-Cha was referred to as the mayor of Little Italy. But I know his crown will probably be passed off to Vinnie Vella.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because, I don't know any, except for Richie Gamba, I don't know anyone else that would be qualified to take that title. I mean, they're well up in age, and they probably lived between the two of them over 100 years in little, maybe 150 years.
Yeah, closer to that, because you've got to figure they're in their 70s.
Right.
Well, Richie's
so,
even older.
They were
than
born
that.
There, yeah. I would say they're close to 150 years running around Muller Street. But, yeah. I thought I seen something about Cha-Cha, but I happened to open the paper because the Italian Tribune are paper that we read here every Friday. I get it. My beautiful cousin sends me a copy, and there was a little story that comes out weekly. So if you died on a Thursday, you're not going to make the paper. It's already printed and being mailed out. But he stuck it in the editorial section. He passed away Tuesday, December 1st. Yeah, he's going to be laid out for 3 days. That's it. That's an old-fashioned thing because I haven't heard anybody being laid out for 3 days in a long time. Usually it's one day and gone. But Cha-Cha, see you up there. What's the call time? No, I don't need to know the call time. I get there when I get there. God bless you, Cha-Cha. Good guy. Who knows? Who knows? Heart attack. Who knows? I'm curious to find out.
And the launch was scrubbed again.
Okay. All right.
Because of
our
bad weather. I kind of wondered because it was so bad. It's still so bad here. So it's set for tomorrow at 5.
Oh, then it's the next day at 5. Well, I hope it gets scrubbed tomorrow so I can see it.
Yeah, if they scrub it till Sunday, that would be cool.
Yeah,
it's set for 5:10 p.m. tomorrow. That will be the third attempt for that one.
They give it
like a 30-minute window.
All right, good. Maybe we'll be fortunate enough for it to be scrubbed.
Yeah, though so the rain is supposed to stop tomorrow by noon, but we'll see. You never know, it was high winds, and it's supposed to be very, very windy Saturday and Sunday. So it might be scrubbed. So we'll hope that it's scrubbed so you guys can see it Sunday night.
Because I saw it last time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was one of our rockets. Because if it wasn't, I don't know whose rocket it was, but I seen something flying up there, and it wasn't no star.
It was. Remember, we realized it after, or then we saw something. And I think we were on the radio the day before or the day after talking about it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was watching a show on the Discovery Channel, and there's a guy, his name is Murphy. He's the one that found a bunch of treasure off the coast of southern Florida. 6-foot gold chains, 80-foot bars of silver. So I got to look at that online, and maybe I'll find a hidden treasure.
You're going to have to learn to go scuba diving.
Well, I'll be the one that sits in the ship. I ain't going down here. Are you crazy?
Why not? It's beautiful down there.
That.
The water's so pretty.
No, you go there. I trust you.
I know. There have been more sharp shark bitings this year than I've ever heard. My God. And, but it was funny, they had, I don't know if you saw it on your Facebook page, it was on mine, a couple of whales were playing with some guy that was on one of those boards, not surfboards, whatever those boards are that you go
yeah,
on in the water.
Boards.
Some kind of board, and the whales were playing with him. It was really cute.
Yeah, well, anything,
I don't know if I'd be
anything,
how I'd feel about whales playing with me.
Anything half the size of me cannot play with me. It has to. I'm going maybe like a quarter of me, but anything bigger than that. I mean, my cat Bear, he's the size of say 2.5 cats.
You think he's bigger than Sheba? Is he bigger than Chibi?
Yes, yes. Bear is like humongous. Look at him. I'm showing you Bear.
Yep, I see him lying on the bed. Yep, he's lying on the bed.
He's a big cat. And, you know, like if you go to pet him, he grabs your arm, man, forget about it. I mean, Cookie's Smoochie, my other cat's got battle scars on her from him because he hooks you. His claws, they go out straight like daggers. That
you don't cut them?
Yeah, I cut them when I can, but they're like straight. They actually go straight out like 10-penny nails. They don't have a curve in them or nothing. They go straight out.
Maybe he's not a cat.
Well, I don't know. I don't know now these days. But Ashley Cha-Cha, I read it again, his advertisement. They're still running the advertisement. 113 Mulberry Street. Yeah, he had the garden in the back of his joint. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The little garden.
We were sitting outside there for that movie.
Oh, I forget. Don't ask
you
me about movies.
That's where we met. Remember, we did that movie outside on Mulberry Street, sitting at the table.
Oh, all right. Okay, all right, cool. Now I remember. That was Mulberry Street, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's where we had the fake feast with Bette Midler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it's coming back to me. I mean, you're talking 15 years ago.
Yeah, we were in an awful lot of movies together. Jeez.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it be like that. As a matter of fact, what's his name's right here. He's with his old girlfriend. He's with his gumad. Catherine Zeta-Jones and husband Michael Douglas are spotted together where Douglas is honored by the AARP Movies for grown-ups. I wonder how his father's doing.
They had a picture of him recently somewhere. He looked pretty old, but he's still huffing around.
Yeah, well, you know, they say, I don't know. Kurt Douglas, he looks goddamn good. Looks good, but, you know, you get old. I mean, I read posts, I read things online. Some girl was saying her father is having trouble putting a glass to his mouth. I mean, he's like up in age, he's sick. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame when people get old, they get sick. And like I said, the poor lady next door, 84 years old, broke her back. Your mother broke her back. I mean,
That's right. All my mother did was make the bed for the first time in her life.
You know, seriously, it's almost funny that, you know, if you tie your shoes or
your bed,
open
funny.
A drawer,
those bones are brittle. They crack. Actually, my neighbor across the way just broke her pelvis in two places. Anne, who lives Bruno's wife,
that's why I don't go out in the snow. I'll bust my ass, man. Are you crazy? Forget about it. I mean,
she fell out the front
door.
She fell out the front door. And she's home from rehab. She looks terrible.
Okay.
You'll see her. Well, you should go in and say hello anyway.
Well, you know, that not that I should. I probably would, but I shouldn't because I don't even know her. So.
No, you've been here enough. You know Bruno.
Yeah, well, probably I've seen her.
Yeah, you have.
You know, but they say, you know, it's like a horse. A horse breaks his leg, they shoot him.
Well, Beth is looking forward to seeing you, and everybody's looking
forward to
her pizza.
Well, that has to be on the list. We got to do that. 1, 2, 3, boop, 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 get the dough, and we'll be all right. But, give us some of the dough. And they just sent me an email, Spirit, that they sell bags. Now, that's a little trick on words. They
that's
sell bags.
Right.
Now, what's the bag to you? Is it a plastic garbage bag or a brown bag? So I went to look at it. I figured, maybe I'll get a bag there. So they see me use their bag, they won't bother me. They want $100 for a bag. They're probably $19 travel bags, and they charge me $100 for them. Aren't I crazy? I could take 3 flights for that, $100.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But I passed up on it. I didn't buy the bag. I'm not buying no bag for
$100. No, you're not buying a bag. That's crazy. And if you're going to buy a bag, you're going to go to your favorite place. You're going to go to the flea market at Sample Road.
Yeah, right. Flea market on Sample Road. I got a matter of fact. I don't know. Here you go. A Springfield, Massachusetts. Oh, no. A Springfield, Montana man wiped out his motorcycle, sending him to the ER, where he stashed his meth, marijuana, and Xanax. And $1,200 in cash. Man, that's a lot of shit, man. Guess where they found it?
Where?
Hidden in his rectum.
Oh, God, that's sick. That is sick. That is sick. That is sick.
Well,
so have you talked to your bro and any place you want to go or do or anything special this visit?
No, I want to go see the crocodiles.
Okay, I sent you a picture of that park that really is a nice nature walk. They have right up the street, and they have alligators.
Walk. I don't walk around where alligators are. I will get in a boat and look at them from afar, but I will not walk around in a nature park where there's alligators. No,
well, I sent you the name of it on your Facebook page.
Okay, well, I'll look at it if I could find it, because when you have 7,000 people talking to you, if you don't get the message right away, it's usually the 99th message, and you have to go through it all. But they're new. You know, it's really, you know, I said I wasn't going to talk about this, but it's really crazy that you remember when you went into a restaurant and they had that chart on the wall showing you what to do if somebody chokes? Well, now they have a chart on the wall showing you what to do in case of an assault. I'm not trying to scare you, but, you know, they say, always know your exit route, always look at the door, always try to sit with your back, you know, with your face to the door. I mean, that's crazy, man. That's a crazy way to, I guess you have to basically do that. I mean, because with the choking thing, it'll show you bend them over, open their mouth, push on their stomach, put your thumb in the thing so the thing makes it pop out of their throat. So, I don't know. Now they're stressing. Now they're capitalizing on every show. There's a specialist on security. I mean, come on. If you don't know how to keep yourself alive, you're not going to learn it tonight. I mean, that's something that has to be bred in you. You have to wake up with eyes behind your head. And you know what? You just forget about it. Do what you got to do. It's probably,
well,
you know.
The Wakatchee Wetlands. And they have lots of birds.
Wakatchee Wetlands.
Wetlands.
Okay, very good.
Yep. And they have nature walks and boardwalks and all these birds and alligators and all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, I have to see a place that has the crocodiles and the nice with the high thing because I'm not going in no nature walk. I want to see it because all these places are always 10 miles from the main road. You got to drive down a dirt swampy road. And I don't want to go to one where I go.
That's
there
right. Remember the road to the one I took you? It was a long forever road.
Dirty old swampy old friggin' road, man.
Yeah, you have to drive through the Everglades to get there.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to rent a truck because you got to be careful. Got to be careful.
And I think Gulfstream, the horses are running this weekend.
Well, all right, if we could get a program, we'll get the newspaper. And
there's a lot going on.
We'll do something.
We got to see what he would like to do.
Well,
for his birthday.
Matter of fact, he's mad at me. I ruined his shirt today.
You didn't fix it? You didn't fix it?
I can't fix it. I put bleach in the white clothes, and that was, I didn't see it. It was in the white clothes, and it got on the shirt.
What color was his shirt?
Light green, like pea green. You know, real light.
So now it's light green with white polka dots?
No, it's in the garbage. He threw it out. But,
That's too bad.
He's going to have to do his own wash because I don't want to be responsible for doing his things. You know, he bought some nice stuff, and then then I got to feel bad. I was just speaking to Michael Douglas. I was trying to guess his age. Guess how old he is?
73.
Wow. You know
how
him. You must have talked to him more than I did. He's 71. I thought he was in his 60s.
No.
Well, that goes to show you what a little bit of color.
And his son went to school with my best friend's son, with Andrew, Suzanne's son.
Whose son? Michael Douglas' show?
Went to school with Suzanne's son.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
He's 71 years old.
Third ad in the 70s.
He looks old.
Yeah.
He came over to us one day. Honestly, we were sitting there, and I was sitting there with Radio Man, who is a homeless guy who lives off movie sets that are shot in New York and gets a little part here and there because he's in the union. And I only say homeless guy because...
I bet you he's not homeless.
He looks like a homeless guy. He's got a real long white beard. He wears dirty, nasty clothes. And he rides around the city on a bicycle. Not the city. I mean, he has gone to movie sets in Massachusetts, in Carolina, on his bike. But he just says that. Usually somebody will throw the bike in the trunk and drive him, or if he sits in the back, because he's really greasy. But
yeah,
they
so you've seen him on a million movies, people. A million movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my swimming buddy is here.
Okay. All right.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Beth DeReno, what are you doing? You got the mozzarella.
Oh, you got the mozzarella?
Yeah, the mozzarella.
What's new?
What's new?
Are your suitcases packed?
Actually, they are, but I'm not.
Good.
Happy. I'm not happy with the bag I got. I'm going to ask my brother for the other bag because this bag has only one big compartment, so you just got to throw everything in there.
Oh.
You know,
well, what would he do if he gives you his?
Well, I'll give him this one. I won't tell him. I won't tell him. No, because I got, like, my medication. I got some things. I got, you know, things that, well, I know what I could do. You know, I'll just throw it all into one big bag. Maybe I'll just get another, like, regular pull, you know, like a regular.
Why don't you put it in a baggie into your suitcase?
Yeah, that's what I'm, well, why? Because they usually, yeah, you know what? That's what I'll do. I'll just get a clear bag.
Yeah, then they could just, they could rumble through the baggie and see what's what.
Nah, they rumbling through my baggie. They'll be ripping the shit apart.
Well, we'll give you a new one to go back with.
Yeah, well, we'll figure that out. But
just tell them you're coming here for a good time. You're no terrorist like these other jerks.
Yeah, well, you know, please, don't even say that word. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord Almighty. But, you know, it makes me realize how great life could be and how sometimes we take life for granted.
Right.
Because when this happened, we were watching the TV and seeing the some of the people that were there that escaped, that were in that building.
Yeah.
I mean, whoever thought that? I mean, I'm literally shaken up from all of this.
Yeah, well, because it continues on and on.
It keeps coming every week.
Every
we
day,
Paris,
every week.
And then we, oh,
yeah.
God. It's...
Well, we've had it now for the last month, every week.
Yes.
I mean, from Paris to here, there's the other shooting at the Planned Parenthood, the shooting the Paris shooting right before the Planned Parenthood, this shooting. So we had some really heavy-duty
killings.
Last 2 months.
And they're getting worse and worse,
just
too.
It's not just
bigger.
Our foreign enemies. It's our own American enemies on top of it all that hate. They're all got screws loose.
Well, you know, they got more than screws loose. I don't know. I mean, you know, they stress now, see and call or see and tell or whatever. If you see
something, say something.
Okay. Well, the other day when the shooting occurred, somebody started rambling on Facebook, and his name was Valk something. I don't even know. Some crazy sound like people are going to be yelling at me now. But, like, you know, an Polish name, Lakovich or whatever.
Well,
I don't know. I forget the guy's last name. But he said, you know, he said something to me, and I said, your mother's, you know, and that's what I said. And then he said, well, you're going to die.
Oh,
I'm gonna die. Yeah, he's going to kill me. And then he said, you know, the whole world's going to die. It's going to be Acropolis and all of this. And,
okay.
So I said, this guy's seriously nuts. And and he was from somewhere in Africa or something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if it's the guy that was on the thing or, you know. But a friend of mine who works for the federal, for the prosecutors, who works for a judge, federal judge, said something to him, and he said something back again. And then she told me, you better report this. I said, report it to what? What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
You're looking like I'm nuts.
Yeah.
And so she said, here's a number. And she called me on the phone. She said, here's a number. Call up and let them know. God forbid something happens. So I called up. God didn't want to take my information. Didn't want to know the guy's name. Didn't want to know anything.
Really?
Yeah, and the guy was saying he's going to kill, you know, the whole world and everything.
But they weren't
taking
it seriously.
I really not.
Oh, God.
And, you know, when you get a guy just, I mean, think about it. If a guy's going to, people say a lot of things. And, you know, like, remember people used to say, well, words are nothing, they're just run off your back or whatever
yeah,
the hell it
yeah.
was.
And, stones
my theory is, if a person is going to type it out, he's capable of carrying it out.
Right.
Well, I'm going to play another Hanukkah song so you guys can gab. And, Benny, there's another phone call there for you also.
Okay, I see it. I'll get it. Play your song. And
I'm
going to
play Rock of Ages in Hanukkah style, okay? Here goes.
Okay.
Oh, when the Greeks ruled the temple and land, to be a Jew, this they could not stand. They tried to kill, but we rebelled. Goodness gracious, miracle of all.
Hanukkah things.
I do too. Where do you find that?
I don't know, but I always find them. I always find funny songs for the different holidays. So it was cute. That one was Rock of Ages. You missed. I had on Rolling in the Deep.
You're kidding.
And let me just tell Vinny he's to come back on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
Be right with you. I guess it's you and me, Beth. So we're doing the pool tomorrow. Oh, here's Vinny.
What happened to Vinny?
He's here.
Okay. Yes, we're doing the pool tomorrow. It's probably going to rain again. And
all right, let me introduce Brian. I got a question or two to ask him.
Okay.
Okay. Brian, you're on?
With things going around. Yeah, so I'm trying to put him on. Yeah, he should be on. Brian Hammond Jackson. I don't know how he gets all these guests. I want to ask him. You know, the other day I was so busy. When I looked at the clock, it was too late. Brian Jackson had a makeup artist on who won an Academy Award for her makeup. Man, that's really cool. That is cool. But I wanted to ask him what... I don't know. I want to ask the girls so many questions because do they... I don't know if they do like the actors when they win Best Actor, that win Best Actor for a certain movie. Do they win Best Makeup for a certain movie or do they win...
Yeah, of course they do.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's what you wanted the questions. I don't know. I didn't know it was that simple. I guess so. Well, I know a guy that won it, not an Oscar. He won an Emmy, the TV things, for, you know the kid. He's the one that made me up as that dead guy that time when I was, when we did that movie in Montclair.
What's happening to you?
On the shelf somewhere.
Where's Brian? I thought you wanted to ask him a question. Brian, are you not there?
I'm here.
He's here.
Brian. Who was that girl and what movie did she win her award for?
Well, her name is Robin Matthews. She won the makeup award for Byers Dallas Club.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Yeah, about AIDS and everything, Julia Roberts and all these people were in the movie. Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so they win when somebody wins for anything for like the Academy Award, except the special things where they do a career one. It's for a particular project.
Right.
All right. I didn't know. I didn't know. It was a legitimate question. Oh, that's cool, man.
Oh, it was a fun show. She's good, people. It was a fun show.
Oh, they work hard, too. You know, those guys, and mostly women, but there's a lot of guys.
The period pieces are fascinating when they do the period pieces.
Right, that's
pieces.
What I was trying to spit out. Yeah, the period pieces get them to really show their talents because of continuity and,
year. They have to research exactly how people wore their hair, what they wear. I think Beautiful Mind was
Beautiful
filmed
Mind.
In Jersey.
If you were listening, if you use your ears while you speak, you would have heard me. Beautiful Mind. But all they'd have to do is ask you.
What do you mean, ask me?
Nothing, because you would know these things. That's what I meant. No, I mean ask an old person. An old person would know.
Well, I think is older than Brian. Are you older than me? I think so. Beth is older than me.
Shut up!
She's older.
I knew you were coming out with that next.
No, that's great. I don't care what you. I always like to win something. I don't think I'll ever see an Academy Award unless Joe Pesci shows me his. I doubt if he will.
But it was a
great
show.
No, I don't
think
I've ever seen a real live Academy Award.
Really? Oh yeah. I'm sure you go in New York. They have them in those like Radio Studio Music Hall or something like that.
Oh,
I'm sure.
They
have them
they
in those
probably
cases.
When you went to the studio to do Saturday Night Live, guaranteed NBC has them somewhere over there.
Right.
In that building.
Right. I'm pretty sure.
It's a huge building, but when you could do Saturday Night Live, that I don't know how many floors that building. It's huge.
Oh
right.
Yeah. I don't think they'd let me in the room. I don't think they would let me in a room with that.
No.
No, really, I would like to have one. Matter of fact, I have a friend. No, he's not a friend. Well, he's a friend of yours, too, Lee. Remember the PA that used to sign my vouchers, you know, for me the next day so I didn't have to stay in line?
Yeah.
He was, what's his name? The one that did The Fugitive.
Oh, I don't remember his name. I just remember his face.
No, not the kid. Forget about it. Anyway, a friend of mine got to be a personal assistant for one of the mega movie stars, and he was selling his awards on eBay.
That's right. I did hear that someone was selling an award on eBay. I don't know why someone would do that.
Why? I guess... To make money.
Would
Nicholas
you want to
Cage.
Buy it? It's gold,
no,
isn't
Nick,
it? Is it real gold?
He was Nicolas Cage's assistant. And Nicolas Cage went to Europe to shoot a movie and let him stay at his house, and he stole his Academy Award.
Wow.
He's lucky I didn't watch that. I would have sold the friggin' house with the Academy Awards. Shit. You got enough money. But I don't know. I got to finish packing. We did our show. My hats are off to Cha-Cha. And my hats off to Brian Jackson Hammer. Yes, sirree. And Beth, I'll see you Sunday or Monday.
I'll see you Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. If I make pizza, I'll call you. But I'll probably see you Monday. And that's about it. Thank you, Lee. And I got a million things to do.
Well, have a safe flight, Vinny.
All right. Well, I have no power over that. You know what I mean?
Well, I just wish you have a safe flight.
All right. So do I.
It's always very interesting when he takes a flight.
Yeah, don't
yeah,
get in any
well,
trouble.
No, sorry. Brian,
don't
thank you, man.
Off.
I
all
no
right.
problem, but you take
all
it
right.
easy, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks. All right, that's it, Schmidt. See you when I see ya.
Yeah.
Okay,
goodbye.
Everybody. Have a good, safe, and beware of everybody around you. Watch what you're. If you see anything suspicious, let people know.
Right.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Right.
And everybody, be careful.
Ahead.
And happy Hanukkah on when is
it?
Sunday night. Sunday night, I think.
Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.